Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena episode 10 for Friday, August 29th, 2014. Games for headphones. Hello and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell, and man, coming up with new apps every week is not an easy task. Sometimes playing around with the grown-up apps, things like task tracking apps, fitness apps, apps that focus on productivity and being responsible. Who cares about responsibility when there are games to be played? I'm pretty certain that the main reason I do a games episode every month is basically because I need a good excuse to play them. And this time, I'm going to explore a category of games that revels in high-intensity immersion, and that's thanks to the expert integration of music as a core theme around which game mechanics are based. These games practically require you wear headphones while you play to get the full effect. I even have props. So like a good DJ, I'm going to take you on a journey with the three games in today's episode. We're going to start strong, then we'll mellow out a bit, and then we'll come back full force. So get your glow sticks ready, put your headphones on, because you're going for a ride in this week's Game On. First game today takes Asteroids to a completely different level. And that level might have accidentally slipped you a tab of acid, because this game is wild. It's called Beat Hazard Ultra. It brings with it a number of interesting aural and visual treats that tie into the fast-paced gameplay. First of all, the action is based around the music that you choose. By that, I mean you can select from a handful of packaged songs, all of the hard-hitting techno variety, but there's also a number of internet radio stations by genres streaming music directly into the game, including all kinds of dance, 80s, 90s, metal, and more. Or you can select any songs that you have stored on your device. Now, unfortunately, any music cached from Play Music won't work, as Google hasn't supplied the proper APIs for games like this to play those files, but any MP3s stored on your device will be recognized by Beat Hazard Ultra and integrated into the gameplay. Yes, even Simon and Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair can be paired with a gameplay experience that can only really be likened to a bad trip. But to be honest, the game screams for electronic or metal genres. As you fly your ship around the fenced-off playfield, explosions, fireworks, and effects that follow the frequency spectrum of your chosen music surround you in the midst of all the action. Like Asteroids, it's up to you to fly around the course and avoid obstacles and shrapnel as you utilize power-ups and ammo to shoot the flying fleets and level bosses out of existence. There are even volume power-ups, which means the music gets louder when you pick them up, increasing the level of intensity as you play. There are a number of different gameplay modes to spice things up and increase replay value, as well as multiple control configurations to choose from so you can find the one that works best for you. Beat Hazard Ultra has all the fun of Asteroids with a number of modern and flashy flares, and the added music options will ensure that you continue playing longer than you ever anticipated. Beat Hazard Ultra is $4.99 in the Play Store. All right, so now that we're all amped up, let's take a minute and calm down. Let's listen to the smooth, soft sounds of Ivory Keys. And my next pick, a game that takes the game mechanics made popular by hits like Guitar Hero and applies it to the piano. It's called Demo, and it's more than just Guitar Hero for piano. There's actually an incredibly unique artistic story that unravels as you complete the levels throughout the game with hand-drawn visuals that, though they're telling a story, I couldn't really tell you what it is. It's still beautiful. It's all done in a very abstract way. It kind of doesn't matter because it creates a unique mood and style that gives Demo its own voice. You are given a handful of songs to start with, beginning, of course, with the easiest tracks. As the songs progress, you must tap the black bar at the bottom of the screen that represents the notes of the piano that integrate into the song that's playing. There's instant feedback on the notes and reverb added to the piano, so when you really get into the gameplay, you almost feel like you're actually the pianist for the track, which makes it even more immersive. Notes drop from above and pass along the bar rapidly, and it's up to you to hit them in sequence, sometimes requiring you to drag your finger along the bar to follow the run of notes and keep up with the pace. Your accuracy, of course, is tracked, and in the end, if you score high enough, you'll be granted access to even more songs that get progressively more challenging as you go further. If you wish to experience the newly granted tracks, though, you must be willing to pay for the premium version at $1.99, which gives you access to even more songs. The music is unique and ranges from minimalist solo piano pieces to fully orchestrated epics to, in my Western opinion, cheesy Korean pop songs. But with 33 total tracks, you're likely to find inspiration in many of the included songs, and you'll definitely find a good challenge as you progress further into the game. Demo is free with a $1.99 upgrade in the app, so take it for a spin and find out, like I did, how badly you might suck at piano. And finally, I couldn't do a review of some of the best music-influenced games without featuring one of my favorites from the category, even though I already featured this game on All About Android on episode 123. What can I say? I need Drop Chord in my life. Drop Chord combines psychedelic visuals and 10 original electronic tunes that synchronize with the action on screen and move you along from level to level in a continuous, non-stop mix. So when one level is passed, the music transitions to the next without interruption, almost complete with a crossfade. It's almost as if there's a tiny DJ inside your device spinning just for you. The action in this game is intense and totally original. Holding your device horizontally, you place one finger on each side of the large circle in the middle of the screen, creating a line between those two points. Inside the circle, various notes appear in differing patterns and with varied movement patterns as well, while scratches also appear in your way. It's your job to rotate your beam around and through to pick up as many of the notes as you can while avoiding the scratches that often move themselves into your way. It's fast-paced and very intense, no doubt helped by the pounding soundtrack, which, I have to say, is incredibly well done. This isn't cheesy video game music. It's a solid electronic journey with well-produced music that really pulls you in. As you progress, you'll encounter bonus levels that challenge your ability to either tap in certain patterns on certain objects or simply collect as much as you can before the virtual DJ decides to move on. And in full mix mode, you can enjoy a non-stop experience that gets harder and harder as time passes. Honestly, this game always puts a smile on my face, and I think it will for you too. It's called Drop Chord, and it's only 99 cents in the Play Store. So there you have it, three games that practically require headphones while you play for maximum effect and immersion. Now, I am positive that I missed some really great music-based games in this roundup, so please email your app tips to arena@twit.tv or head on over to our subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com and find the post named Music-Based Games. Add your ideas to the list. When I do another roundup like this, I'll showcase even more awesomeness thanks to you. Now, what's hot to trot this week is the long-awaited follow-up to a game that everyone loved to hate yet couldn't stop playing. All right, who doesn't remember the crazy fiasco that was the release and subsequent removal of Flappy Bird from both Google Play and Apple's App Store? And of course, almost immediately, people were talking about what game developer Dong Nguyen had up his sleeve for a follow-up. Well, wait no longer. I present to you the next game that will make you want to throw your device across the room, the epically difficult Swingcopters. Swingcopters definitely shares a lot with its Flappy predecessor. It's 8-bit graphics that have been adoringly influenced by NES-era Super Mario Brothers games, simple tap-based game mechanics, and openings in the play field that you must maneuver your player through precisely or start all over once again. Oh, and did I mention that this game is impossible? Now, I will admit, I only made it about 5 to 10 minutes into Flappy Bird before uninstalling that game because I just don't need that kind of frustration in my life. And Swingcopters, well, it might even be more difficult than Flappy Bird. Instead of moving in a horizontal path, your copter that propels itself in the opposite direction with every finger tap flies upward along the game path. And in front of the copter is a never-ending series of openings that you must maneuver through without touching even one pixel of an obstacle. Otherwise, fall to your death and start over. To make matters worse, swinging hammers on both sides of every opening throw a frustrating bit of variation to the path, making it practically impossible to master. Yes, It's that hard. I've tried and tried, and just when I think I have the proper technique, I make it through maybe two openings before I collide with something and plunge to my death. Just because I don't have it installed on my device anymore doesn't mean you aren't masochistic. So if you need frustration in your life or just enjoy pain, check out Swingcopters now for free and see how long you keep it installed. All right, that's it for this episode of Android App Arena. Man, that was a difficult game. I did get up to, I think, 12, though, and I felt pretty accomplished with that. But I think the top score of the game, if you go to, like, all players across the entire thing, are in the, like, quadrillion, billion, you know, it's just a ridiculous number. So someone's gaming the system, obviously. Either that or they're really good. Anyways, thank you for joining today. I always love hearing from you guys. So send in your favorite app picks, your categories, all that stuff, to arena@twit.tv to be considered for inclusion in a future episode. I've gotten a ton of emails from you guys with suggestions, and I'm still working on a viewer's choice show, so that'll help me out there. There's a subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com where I post categories from time to time and ask that you add your favorite apps or vote up ones you see posted there already. It's a great resource to just go in and browse for great new apps that you haven't heard of, actually. And today, I posted one all about TV tracking apps. I want to do an episode possibly next week, possibly in the next couple of weeks, about that. So head on over, help me out as I plan for future episodes. That's androidapparena.reddit.com. There is, of course, a Google Plus community that's easy to find by searching for Android App Arena. You can always download and subscribe to this show by visiting the site at twit.tv/arena, with new episodes appearing every Friday evening. And I host a live viewing party of each week's episode on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific at live.twit.tv. That's where I'll interview developers from time to time, if we have one, and chat with you, the live chat room, about great apps, show ideas, and of course, preview the show before it appears in the feeds later that day. Hope to see you there. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.